kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
I have, as usual, a title for us to consider today, and we're calling this, We Are His Workmanship. We are His Workmanship. And I'm going to base this from the book of Ephesians and chapter 2 of Ephesians and verse 10, which says this, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So, as we read this, we're given a clear idea that God is working. Just like somebody who works on a building site or in a factory. In actual fact, we get an idea of this just very briefly, but I will talk about this further on in Romans chapter 9, and verses 20 to 21, which speaks of Israel's rejection of God, their Messiah. But it says this, But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, Why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honour and another for dishonour? So we're beginning to see that God is a workman. He is building. He is active. He's active in everything and he's active in our lives. We have to remember, with what we're talking about here, what was Jesus' occupation before he was called full-time then into ministry? He was a carpenter. And he worked, he created with his hands. And so we get this idea that we are a work in progress. You're a work in progress, I'm a work in progress. And our meetings and our coming together like this is that God can continue to teach us and work with us like he does. And so this is no finer example than what we're doing now, because God tells us to meet regularly, to come in his presence and to be taught his word, which is part of his workmanship. So this is very important, but we have to remember what this leads up to in verse 10. And if we just go back a few verses, we're back in Ephesians 2. For example, in verses 8 and 9, it says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So he's leading up to this great verse in verse 10, and rightly so, because to understand this, we see two things working here. First, we see the positive, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. So that's the positive, it's God's grace. And the negative is not of works, lest anyone should boast. So there is the positive and the negative being shown here. God is the workman. His workmanship is working in and through us. And he makes it absolutely clear, it's not you doing it. For the simple reason is because he knows human nature. He knows pride that is in man, which often he's having to deal with, because otherwise man will boast in his achievements, in his ability, in what he thinks he can do. You see, your works and unbelief will never allow God to build. And that is why he's weaning us away from the arm of the flesh, relying on man, what man has built, what man boasts in. He's weaning us away from relying on these things for the very purpose that he is working in us, both to will do for his good pleasure. How can you boast in man's weakness, in his sin, in his pride and everything, and yet Christians do? And this is why he presents the deeper life teaching. He presents the cross that deals with that self-life that will begin to deliver us from trusting in man, the arm of the flesh, and to trust in God and God alone by the promises that he has made us in Jesus Christ. Those promises in his word are for him to build in and through each of us and in his body. That's why. So we cannot boast how he works. We cannot boast how God is working in my life or whatever it would be. This is why we make so much of Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you present yourself on the altar. By presenting yourself, you are allowing the fire of God to fall, to consume the offering, which is yourself, because you can't do any more than that, for the very purpose that he will take over and start to work in your life and my life. You see, we are all as Christians trying to live and function and believe. There's too much trying in the house of God. Trying to be good. Trying to resist sin. Trying to overcome. Trying to believe and everything. And this clearly reveals that this is not about striving. This is about his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. This is what it's all about, and it's by grace that he does this. This is why he first loved us and he chose us. It wasn't in us. There is the workmanship of God going after us. You see, he's delivering us from the fact, because he won't have us building how we like. And I'll tell you why also, because we're traditional. We're molded by our parents, by our grandparents, our ancestry. We're molded by our neighborhood, politics. We're molded by education, philosophy, cultures, all different. That's what molds us. That's what's trying to build us. Do you see how Satan counterfeits what God does? This is why when you go abroad, you travel to different places, you see these different cultures, different traditions. Of course, they're interesting to look at and everything, but that's the powers of darkness working through different nations. And so when we come to Christ, born again, baptized in the Spirit, he starts to rebuild. And that rebuilding, a lot of it is deliverance, is change, change of mind, change of thinking. We're now spiritually being, if you like, educated by God, by the Spirit, restoring us back to what Adam forfeited in the Garden of Eden. That's what he's restoring back again to us through the second Adam. Do we realize that we have been brought into a great plan of God? Your salvation, your calling from the foundation of the world, the body of Christ that he's building, the many-membered bodies, FGA, is part of God's great plan. His workmanship, in other words. And so that is why we're told that without a vision, the people perish. And why don't they have a vision? Because they are not seeing God as the workman with his plan, building through our lives, through the body of Christ, his body. That is the vision. And this is why I say so often, the understanding of the church, the function of the church, is the least understood in Christendom. Because the devil has been so active in making it an organization instead of an organism that functions like the human body, that the apostle clearly illustrates in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. And so we go through our trials and our testings, our steps of faith, our standing upon the promises of God's word, our challenges. Yes, the devil, the powers of darkness challenging us. Our future, our destiny is all part of God's workmanship in us. We have to go through these experiences, these trials, the school of trial and testing. How would we know otherwise? We wouldn't know of his workmanship in our lives. And you've got so many Christians running away from all of that all the time. And that's why he says we are his workmanship and we don't make ourselves our own workmanship. We're not building ourselves independently of God. And that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. That is why we become disciples. We put our hands to the plow and we don't look back. We go forward. You see, you're not your own anymore. You have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. And so this is what he's trying to get over to us. You see, most have a view that God will bless me and that he'll answer my prayers. That's just simply a small part of your calling. You've got to see a much, much bigger picture of God's plan. That's just a small part of God's workmanship, but it seems that most Christians are just quite happy to be blessed and to know that God answers my prayers and so on. And that's all they want. But we have to learn. We have to start to grow up. We have to go on to the meat of the word. I love it when it opens up in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God. He doesn't try to explain himself who he is. And as you begin to read, it doesn't take long to see he's a workman, working, building. That's what it shows. And we know this because when man fell, he was a workman. He went after man. He went after Adam, Eve. He had to cover them. What is that telling us? That's God working. He chose Israel under the leadership of Moses. He went after Israel that was in bondage in Egypt. He called them out. He called Moses. Here he is, a workman. He sent Christ into the world. For what? To redeem a seed that the Father had given him. A workman again. We're told, aren't we, about our faith, that he's the author and finisher of our faith. Again, we see him as a workman. I know this in a small way. God has blessed me, as you know, as an artist. And one of the things that you learn as an artist, that when you start, you've done your homework and preparation, when you start this painting, you remain with it and you finish it. You have to bring it to completion. And that is what God does. God doesn't give up halfway because it's too much for him. Else he would not be God. Otherwise you wouldn't have, he's the author and finisher of my faith. We have a picture, if you like, explaining me as an artist. How about this? We have a picture on every page in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation of God's will. It's a picture. You read it, and there is the will of God on each page, revealing himself as a workman. Well, let's go back to what it says. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So it says that we are created in Jesus Christ. So it's not in yourself, it's in him. So the one who created is the one who shines on us. The one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who created the world, the one who spoke man into being, is the one whom we are created in. What does it say in 2 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So that light, him being the light who created, who shines in darkness, has shone in your heart and my heart. What? Revealing God's plan. Today he's shining and revealing that he's a workman. He's working in the assembly. He's working in his church. He's working in individual lives, your life and my life. And how does he do it? He shines this light that we see. He is the light of the world, as the apostle clearly reveals. And so what does this actually mean? It means that Christ is being formed in me. So it's not just the Holy Spirit in me. The Holy Spirit's work is to form his Son in you and I. That again is part of his workmanship. And so any workman Any good workman will see the finished result. And how do you see the finished result? You need to go to the workshop, or you need to go to a factory, and you need to see what materials that they use in which to produce the product, the finished product. You go round a car factory where they produce cars. A tremendous amount of work goes into all that, from the materials to when it comes off the conveyor belt, that you can sit in it and you can drive it off. But the work that's gone into that, the thinking, the planning, and so on. What does it say in Galatians 4 and verse 19? Galatians 4 and verse 19. This is what the apostle says here. My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. And that teaching is coming back as God is restoring the apostolic faith to the church. The apostolic faith that we're under, the faith teaching, the deeper life, is for this purpose, that Christ will be formed in you. And he does this through the fivefold ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. What are they for? That's God's workmanship in the house of God, for the finished result. And that's why we have the wonderful analogy of the potter, the clay, that old lump of grey clay. There's nothing nice to look about clay. Trust me, I've done a little bit of pottery. It's awful stuff. It's sticky. It's grey. It's yucky. But something happens when it's thrown onto the wheel. And then water, a little water is started to be applied. And then what happens? The wheel begins to turn, begins to rotate. And what happens to that wheel? It starts to get faster and faster and faster. What is that telling us? It's telling us that God doesn't want your help. He doesn't need your interference. The wheel that starts spinning is a sign that in the natural, he takes your life out of control. Anyone who's walking with God, your life is out of control in the natural. You can't control it. Because otherwise, that clay will not work unless speed is attached to it. And then the water is, and then the great hands, the potter, begins to mold and make a vessel. What for? To hold, to contain something. And in the case of us being the vessels, what is being contained in each of us as vessels? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is being formed in you. Can you see this analogy now of the workman, how he works? And you become aware of this work through the Holy Spirit, through the baptism of the Spirit. You're aware of the Godhead, God himself, the Father, molding, perfecting his Son in you and I. It's interesting, isn't it, that when you look at this in the Godhead, the Father's plan is for salvation, and he sends the Son, Jesus, to work it out. Then the Son sends the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in order to apply it. And there we see the Godhead in perfect unity and agreement as workmen, working out the divine plan of Almighty God. Who can fathom the ways of God? Where do you begin to start with all of this. You can't. It has to be divinely shown to us as we grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And how does this happen? We receive this through the seed of the word. This word that is preached, this word that we read, is a seed that's sown into the heart. And what is the seed to do? It's to die and to root, in which to bring forth growth. And what is that growth? That is God's workmanship. When we see the seasons and we begin to see spring coming, and we see those early flowers appearing, what is that? That's God's handiwork. That reveals he's a workman. He's active. He's not just sitting up there on a cloud looking down with a whip and he's finished and done everything. Not at all. He's still active. He's active in your life and my life. This is why he is a parent, a father to us. We spoke on this on Sunday. And that he does at times chasten us, chastise us, encourage us, help us, teach us. That's all part of his workmanship in our lives. If you like, it's all his blueprint that he's prepared before. Here it is again, if we read back in verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This was all prepared before the foundation of the world. And what are we seeing now? What is happening? What is happening in our lives? What is happening in the church? We're seeing the blueprint prepared before the foundation of the world. And it's like a builder. As he builds, he has to teach, he has to correct, he has to alter things at times. As you're building, sometimes you come across problems, or whatever it is, or sometimes you've got to stop, you've got to work something out because it's not quite working to the blueprint. But you finish it, and that's the thing. And it's the same with us. It seems sometimes things have gone wrong. It's not quite working to plan as I thought. But God hasn't got it wrong. He's got a blueprint. It's prepared before the foundation of the world. It's perfect and it will be built. But that's what happens at times in building, in projects. You come against problems. You come against obstacles and so on. And they're called the trials of our faith, the testings, the overcomings. But you'll get through. You know why you'll get through? Because God's got a blueprint. It's all done, prepared before the foundation of the world. We can't go wrong, brothers and sisters. And all God asks of us is to believe and have faith and trust him. Oh, but when it goes wrong, oh, what's gone wrong? And then we start confessing the wrong thing, instead of just holding on, waiting, and watch God work. And that's why he's delivering us like he is, to get rid of those hindrances that hinder us from stopping and watching and seeing the salvation of God's hand at work. That's what it's for. This is what he was trying to teach the children of Israel, but they would have none of it. And it's really the same principle what he's doing with us. What does it say in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, which you know well? Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. There you go. Why do you doubt? Why do we doubt? You see, God is the master builder. And he uses everything in which to build. And that's why we read to you back in Romans 9, verses 20, 21, where it speaks there, even the master builder raises vessels for honor and dishonor. God knows. God knows who is going to respond. God knows who will believe and will walk and trust him. What we do is we stay with it and endure to the end. That's a sign we're called from the foundation of the world. If we remain with it, as Jesus tells us to do, he that endures to the end shall be saved. And your salvation, your enduring to the end, is that God has built his perfect plan and will through your life and my life. But it's not only that, brothers and sisters, as I bring this to a close. This building that God's working through each of us is for the future as well, for eternity. In standing, when we rule and reign with him, when we come back with him to rule on this earth for 1,000 years, your preparation, what God is doing with us, even in FGA, is for the future. What is that again? That is God's workmanship. And so the question I raise as we finish with this, do you know you are being molded and worked on? That is the question. Because we've listened today, but I can't answer that question. Only you know that before your Heavenly Father. And if you aren't sure about that, then you go into your closet. And you talk to the Lord and you tell him, Lord, I want to be your workmanship. I want you to create your son in me, Jesus Christ. He'll never turn a prayer down that says that if they mean it. Well, there we are, brothers and sisters. I trust you've been blessed by this. We are his workmanship, created for his glory.
Disaster. Let him in constancy fall.